You're now listening to Chewing the Fat Podcast with your host, Soccer Brit, King Kelso, Coffee Black, and your boy, Sincere B. Sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Let's do this. What it do? It's your boy, Sincere B here. Another episode of Chewing the Fat Podcast with the hostesses, with the mostesses, King Kelso, Safa Brick, or as King Kelso called him, Safa the Brick. I kind of like that, though.
Safa the Brick. That actually sounds pretty cool.
And the one...
Of course, I said it.
And the one and only, no sugar, no cream, Coffee Black. How y'all doing, gentlemen?
Hey, you're
doing well.
You needed to pause when you said that, the hostesses.
Why?
With the mostesses. I was like, yeah, that's a good comeback. Good comeback.
Everybody doing all right?
Everybody's great, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, man. I'm hanging in there, man. Doing what I'm doing. My doctor told me he found the lump on the side of my neck. I'm like, what?
The fuck?
I got a mass. Oh, wow. I got a mass in there. It's the right side that had the cancer. So I had to contact my doctor, let him know that I might have to get some kind of examination to make sure that there's nothing coming back.
Ugh. I understand. Well, you already know what I've been doing. My pop.
Yeah, man. How's pop? He's doing mentally all right?
He's doing good, man. He's trying to be strong, but he's scared, man. We all look nervous about it.
Yeah.
But, man, what the fuck? You got to fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he can't be scared, man. He's got to go in and smile and laughing. Appreciate the doctors. Appreciating the nurses. Appreciating y'all because... Man. A lot of times people think that the people who actually have the cancer go through so much, and we don't think about the family members that go through just as much. And you got to keep that in mind and stay positive and keep laughing, joke around.
Yeah, he has an amazing doctor.
Good.
He's, I'm telling you, when I went in there and just the experience of it, even though this dude is telling us like some real fucked up news, right? Mm-hmm. But it was so common. You know what I mean? I don't know. I understand why my dad don't want to change.
Well, what I've noticed is doctors that specialize in specialist things like cancer are different than our personal doctors. I go to a personal doctor. I can wait. I get there on time, which is like 30 minutes ahead of time. I go in on time. Then I'm sitting for another 30, 45 minutes before they get in there. Then they get in there, it's a 5-minute rush. But these doctors that deal with you with cancer like that, man, they come in there, man, they sit on with you for like 30, 40 minutes, man, talking to you, explaining things to you, making sure you understand. I'm like, man, I wish my primary doctor care was the same as y'all doctors care, man, you know?
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Because that guy, man, we didn't sit in a waiting room long. Now, we moved to different stations. Everything was organized. Mm-hmm. Medical assistant that came in. You know, he knew my parents, and he was, you know, it was just cool, man. I felt real good despite the circumstances, you know. Because my dad was like, I'm not taking, you know, here we got MD Anderson. So it's like the mecca of cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was like, nah, I'm good. I'm not changing. So I was a little concerned. When I got there and I saw how the whole thing was, shit, I was like, you can't leave this guy.
Yeah.
You know? Because it was good, man. It was good.
You saying, Reg?
Like you were saying, Kels, specialists, man. I like going to a specialist because they take time out. They talk to you, spend time with you, and try to make you feel comfortable about the whole situation.
Yeah. It was good, man. Like I said, despite the circumstances, I don't know if we could have found a better place to go.
Yeah.
But is it a treatable cancer?
Well, here's the thing. Anything in a soft tissue type cancer, that shit spreads like pretty rapidly.
Yeah.
You know, because it went from his bladder and they got rid of it. And it came back to his bladder and then it spread to his kidney. Then I think he had a growth in his urethra. They got to reconstruct that, and it just spreads, man. It's always treatable. What you're talking about, dude, is almost 80 years old, too. Mm. You know, so.
Yeah. It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. He wasn't bullshitting about that. That's the part that I like. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, man, I'm not going to let this kill you. You know, he said, but it's going to be some work. It's going to be some work. Everybody got to do what they're supposed to do. You know? So, we ready. Yeah. It ain't like we got a fucking choice. Yeah. I mean, ain't nobody got, we're not about to lay down and just let the shit consume them.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, we ready.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Anybody else, fellas? So, how y'all doing? Safa? Reg?
Good, man. You know, it's just been a busy week.
Yeah.
Just work. Nothing too interesting to report. Okay.
What about your coffee?
Yeah, man, I'm good, man.
Yeah.
As long as I got my CBDs and my dog,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I hear you.
What'd you use your CBD for? Any particular ailment or just?
Mostly to help me sleep.
Okay. That's what the fuck I need, man.
Yeah, because, you know, that life, man, live that life, then it's kind of hard to sleep sometimes.
Yeah. What kind of life you living? A pimp? You a pimp?
Yeah, CBD is good, especially if you're in a state that's not illegal.
Hells, man, never call me that, man, because I could never, ever will be able to do that.
Well, excuse me, Red, a gentleman of leisure. My bad, bro.
A street hustler.
I just want to know what keeps you up at night.
But no, man. Here's the thing. I saw like my first murder when I was like.
So you're a killer?
15. No,
Jesus.
We was chilling, and I saw this guy shoot this other guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the worst one of all. When I was living in D.C., I was on the bus going to work, and this dude shot another guy on the bus in the face over a dollar.
Over a dollar?
Okay. Yeah.
Shit, was it magical? Dollar?
No, oh, shit.
A dollar?
Yeah.
It was similar, though.
Seeing stuff like that, man, that's why I say a lot of Black folks in America suffer from PTSD, and because we done seen all this traumatic crap.
No, that's real talk, man. When I moved over here to Washington, I got out of the Navy, and I started going to college. I took anthropology. My anthropology teacher was a Native American. He was straight up. He had Indian stuff. I mean, he was straight deep Indian. Yeah, he was cool as hell though. And we was talking about people who are, you know, are coming from war areas yeah. and who had, you know, was kind of mentally messed up.
Yeah.
And I explained to him that when I first moved over here to Washington, like, I didn't want to have my furniture to back toward the window. We always got to face the window. You know, yeah. That's how my mentality was. He was saying, like, because you were actually, you got
PTSD.
Yeah, PTSD. You got that too, even though. And even though you was in a desert storm, but you got it from being home too, because yeah. your mentality right. is like that. Like I wouldn't want to go outside and walk in my dog at night here, at first. And then all those things was making me do the same thing I was doing back home in Fifth Ward, doing it here, but I didn't need to do that here.
Yeah.
So it's true, Reg. It's true.
You weren't gonna walk that dog at 11 o'clock at night down Liberty Road.
Say what?
You weren't gonna walk that dog.
Hell at night. No.
Living in Rome.
Like myself in there. By myself. Yeah. I know. I remember coming home from practice sometime by myself at night, man. Yeah. And I'm like on alert, yo.
Yeah.
That's just like now. I would not sit with my back to a door or to a window.
I still do that in a restaurant.
But you know what's fucked up? With all this new goddamn homegrown violent extremist shit, damn near every motherfucker alive that watch the news gonna have PTSD.
Yeah.
You can't go to fucking church.
Right.
They kill motherfuckers in church. You go to synagogue. They're killing you in a synagogue.
You're right, man.
You can see that shit enough every day, day in and day out. Now you question like, man, can I even go to church?
Dude, let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
Me and my wife went to the movies a couple of weeks ago, man, and we were sitting next to my wife. I said, look, we got two exits. That's what I'm thinking. I ain't going to enjoy the movie all the way. I'm sitting there before the, I'm like, it's an exit there. It's an exit there. If they come through there, we're going to get down low. We're going at that exit. And somebody else has a shot in dead, and they coming toward us. We're going to get some of that blood and put blood over the plate like we did or something. I'm telling her this stuff, man, because that's the way I got to think now. That's crazy, man.
Oh, dude. Did I tell y'all about when I went to Lowe's? Late last year? All right, so I went to Lowe's, you know, because I'm over there trying to fix up the condo. Nice shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go into Lowe's, and I'm in the back. And then I see people start running towards the back. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then one little girl, she's trying to text and talk at the same time. And she was like, Jose got shot in the front. I'm like, what? And an employee was like, are you serious? She was like, yeah, somebody came in and shot him. He said, why didn't they call active shooter? She's like, I don't know, but he got shot. Because we heard the noise, but we didn't associate the shit. Man, it could have been somebody dropping a fucking 2x4 on the ground. It could be a whole bunch of shit. It's Lowe's. Right? So my natural instinct, I'm going straight.
Yeah.
But it's going to the back. And then I stop and I'm thinking, I grab like around my waist, pat my pockets. I'm like, motherfucker, your gun's in the car. All right. So my dumb ass, I'm still moving. And more, I'm thinking, like, you need to go back like everybody else. Because you don't have your fucking gun. You can't. You're going to be laying on the floor next to Jose. You run up there with all that brain shit.
Yeah.
You know, something like, man, I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have nothing. I'm on the goddamn cleaning aisle. Fuck, I'm gonna throw some goddamn 409 at this motherfucker.
EIs, bitch.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Squirting this motherfucker in the face. I'm all fucked up, man.
Yeah. So Rick.
That was the last. Yeah, man, I'm talking about, I was seriously fucked up for like a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so.
I left my car right, my fucking gun right in the car.
Yeah.
But who would think you go to Lowe's and a motherfucker would get shot, dude?
At Lowe's, right?
Hello, man.
Yeah, man. So Red, you right about that shit, man. This it's crazy, man, mentally right now, man. I hear. All right, y'all. Let's get to the actual topic. We have some good topics today. We'll talk about Caster. I know I've been practicing her name for the longest, and I just forgot it already. Caster, Caster Semenya. I guess she's the Olympian who is under some scrutiny. And over the Olympic, whatever, they want her to start taking some drugs to reduce her testosterone. We'll discuss that. We also going to discuss Riley Howell.
Yes.
Yeah. And this is the young kid, college student that pretty much, we'll just call him a hero right now. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
And yes, Safa Britt will give us more updates on this Brexit, because we are definitely confused about that. It is an ongoing thing, and it's just, we're not sure what's happening here in the U.S. about that. So, let's start off with the Caster Semenya. And I probably butcher her name, but bear with us. All right. For those who don't know, she's an Olympian. I've been watching it for many Olympians and track meets and everything, but she is a person that has been under scrutiny since, I don't know, man, 15, 18 years old, because she has a physical presence of a guy. She's been through so many tests after tests after tests that have to so she can prove to the Olympian comedian, whoever, that she is truly a female. And then she has passed all those tests every time she's been made to take those tests, which is probably has been embarrassing for her and frustrating for her. But she's been doing it for years. She's now, I believe she's 28 and 32. So now she's trying to run the 800 meters. She ran it in the opening of the Diamond League. She won it, and the closest competitor that was with her, second place, was about 3 seconds behind, which is in running, that's a long way. 3 seconds behind is quite a bit far. So there are concerns with her because the testosterone is so high. They feel like it's giving her an advantage over other women, even though she has proven over the years that she is fully a woman, but has that issue with the testosterone. So they want her to take a drug that will reduce the testosterone to try to make the playing field even.
That's bullshit.
Right, which I think she says she's not going to do it. And I think it's wrong, because what it would do, it would probably end her career if she was to do that. Yeah. And my problem with that is that you take a person like Michael Phelps, who has physical attributes, which is part of it, but the other part of his reason to being so well is his lactase acid. He has less than other swimmers, which caused him to be able to breathe longer and move better, because his body don't have to reduce it so much, because he has so little of it, and it reduces his recovery time. Now, for
I think what people need to understand is that what the lactic acid is when your muscles start to burn, mm-hmm. you feel like you're gonna quit, and that shit like really hurts. That's the buildup of a lactic acid,
right?
He doesn't have as much as everybody else. So basically, this motherfucker goes till his goddamn tendons pop, his bones break, because he doesn't have as much as everybody else.
Right.
He can push up. So just for those who don't understand what that actually means.
Right. And then for him, that's just a genetic advantage. But for her, it's an issue. They want her to take drugs to reduce it. To make a plan for Eve, which I think is incorrect.
Be equivalent of, okay, well, Phelps, you don't have enough, so that gives you an advantage. Mm-hmm. So you need to take this medicine so you can have just as much as everybody else.
Right, right.
The fuck is that? That ain't his fault.
And
it's not her
fault. Mm-hmm. And the crazy part about it, it's just for this 800 meters. She's not going to take the drug. She's going to say she's not going to do it. She's just going to go up to a different race, like a longer race, whatever. But that's just, and the other races don't have that same criteria.
Right.
It's just 800 meters. So, I don't know. It's just crazy, man. So, I thought it was a good story to discuss. Hear your thoughts about it, what y'all think about it.
I'll tell you what I think. I think it's bullshit. If they find, they done all these tests, you know what I mean? She's an actual, natural born woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's not doing anything to gain an advantage.
And no safa, no penis.
No, she doesn't have a dick. She's not a dick.
Now that we've established that.
Okay. You know what I mean? But think about it. It's like, why would you penalize somebody? Because it's just how they are.
Yeah.
That's
not, I think the whole sporting arena is very confused. We have people, men who transition to women,
right.
Still look like men in a way,
right.
Competing with women in women's sports, right? I mean, we have men who are doing weightlifting and obviously, you know, winning all of the, you know, in the women's weightlifting arena. You know, it's absurd. It really is. But if a woman is a woman, no matter how feminine or masculine she looks,
right.
She should be able to compete in her class, right?
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that perhaps the sporting industry needs to take a look at is the trans community, right? You know, the ones that are transitioning from male to female and female to male. Instead of trying to pigeonhole them into male or female sports, depending on what they want to be, right? They should have their own separate a section, right? They should have a transgender area. We're trans men,
right.
Okay, just help me out. Is a woman becoming a man, right, should compete together, and men who want to become women, who are trans women, need to compete together, right, separate from the male and the female, because, I mean, if you think about it, yeah, I think that's what should happen, really. Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a prime example of that, because I agree 100%, because there was a UFC fighter, trans woman, fighting against a natural-born female. She beat this lady so bad till she fractured her skull. Mm.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that's like, so man, unnecessary.
Yeah, it's like, dude, if you can't establish a hormone level to where it's actually.
No.
Then they need to be separated. I don't give a fuck what you feel in your heart you are. I'm not going to judge you for that. But you shouldn't be fighting my daughter, who was born a girl. Mm. When you was born a fucking man. You're a foot taller. You still develop manly muscles. You know what I mean? Your strength is twice as greater than hers. You shouldn't be fighting her. You just shouldn't. I don't give a fuck what you identify with. Your natural born gifts as a man is basically going to be the thing that fucking kills this lady.
Yeah, it's more than just hormones, though. It's muscle density, it's bone density, it's all sorts. But as I was saying, you know, women should compete with women, men should compete with men, and trans men should compete with trans men, and trans women should compete with trans women. You know, we don't mix. If we take the trans thing out of it for a second, we don't mix women and men sports for obvious reasons, right? Now, why do we want to try and force trans men or trans women, you know, into either the male or the female, which is, let's just say genetically or biologically opposite to them, right? Right. I think that is just so silly. And the fact that the sports industry has done this, you've put people's lives at risk, as you say, from what's happened, right?
Yeah, that's not
and,
right.
And probably just to satisfy the public. Well, obviously, you know, we have a generation of people who think, you know, who always want to support, let's say, you know, I'm going to say in quotes, the victim here, right? Yeah. But what they're not considering is everybody else, you know, and to find the right fit for these people as opposed to just trying to shove them into left or right, you know? But anyway.
Yeah. Red, you got a comment about this?
No, Sophie and Kel said it all, because you know how I feel about it. If you don't, then, they said it.
Okay. All right. So I do want to make sure we understand what we're talking about. We're not talking about, for example, Tonya Harris, who was a free safety, who just got a scholarship to college.
Yeah.
She's a true female. She knows what she's doing. She get into a man's sport. She don't understand that. We not talking about that. Right. So we want to make sure we separate that what we're discussing.
Right. And see, because see, Serena Williams is going through the same thing for the past 5 to 6 years, probably more. Every time she wins or something like that, she has to go through the same test to make sure that she doesn't have, you know, to make sure she's a woman.
She's just not a fucking baby.
Right. but still, they still want her to...
Yeah, I know, but it's just dumb shit. With all this technology, that shit is dumb. You should already know, okay, this is a woman, guaranteed. All right? She can compete with women. This motherfucker wants to be a woman, maybe even if I had a dick or not. Right? This mother is still basically a man. So there's no fucking way. I don't care what you think you are, who you think you are. You cannot do it. It's not fair. I can't allow a trans man to come to box a natural born man. He'll fucking kill her or kill him.
Hey,
it's just not fair.
Check this out. This is what I find funny is talking about that. Billie Jean King, great tennis star, who is an advocate for the LGBT community, she said that it's a disadvantage for transgenders to compete, like if you're transgendering to a woman from a man to compete in a women's sport. But that's off subject. But yeah, I feel like
it's on top.
Yeah, they should. If she doesn't prove time and time again that she's a woman, why are you still putting her through this scrutiny? Because in order for you to feel safe in your mind and. Whatever, man. It's a bunch of crap.
But is it really just to check her gender all the time, or is it not just usual drug testing?
Who?
Serena.
Oh.
It basically boils down to both.
Okay.
Because they feel like she has too much testosterone, then she's at a disadvantage.
It's just bullshit, by the way. Like, I'm with something, man. Divide that shit up. Listen,
some people, I think we have to accept that there are some people out there who are gifted, right? Yeah. Some people are exceptional. Like, they are made for their sport, right? Yeah. I mean, these people, they train, they do whatever. They become, you know, absolute experts at what they do. And they hone their body accordingly, right? Have you seen some of these swimmers that do these swimming? I mean, have you seen a swimmer's physique compared to a tennis person's physique?
Right.
Compared to a rugby person's physique, you know, or American football.
They body, right? They're all body evolve, man.
Exactly. They train their body up to be what the most efficient machine for whatever sport they're doing, right? Yeah. If you were to go and look at the hormonal differences in all of them, you may see a spike here, there, and everywhere, right? Yeah. But some people they're just designed that way. You know, obviously, I'm saying, you know, hopefully they're not taking any enhancements that could upset their chemistry, right? So let's assume that they're not, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're doing a physical sport, you know, you may end up. You know, your brain might decide, you know what, we need a bit of testosterone here. I need to keep up with what's going on here. I need to, you know, we need to build muscle. We need to this, we need to that, right? But if everyone else on that team who's playing, let's use Serena as an example. So if everyone took it as seriously as they did with her and trained as hard as she did, right? Mm-hmm. And had her diet and whatnot, you may find that there may be, and I'm not saying there will be, I'm just speculating here, you may find that that may boost testosterone in some women, right?
Yeah. Oh, what?
Yeah. So if it's a natural process and we hope that she's not taking anything, obviously I don't think she is, but you know that's up to the experts to decide. But what I'm saying is if your body, that's just a natural thing that your body does, if you're a female example, then why should she be penalized for that?
Well, I can give you a personal experience. My 18-year-old and my 16-year-old, but she's not as into working out as heavy as my 18-year-old daughter is. My 18-year-old daughter, though she's shorter than most swimmers, when she decided to really excel and fast at it, she went on her own, found out what her macros and all that shit is. She lost 50 pounds on her own. This was when she was 16. She works out on a regular basis. Now, when it's time for water polo season, she'll put weight back on. This is all intentional. This is what she wants to do. And I know the way she works out, the different compound movements. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. She probably has more testosterone than any other 17, 18-year-old girl. But I also not using shit. She don't even take fucking supplements.
Yeah. We'll put it this way. If a woman takes on more muscle mass, right, for whatever exercises she's doing or whatever she's putting her body through, she's going to look more masculine because she's take her body shape is going to change.
Yeah.
Right. I just wish that everybody else who had even an inkling of understanding of how bodies work and if you work that hard, how you can change your own body. I mean, we're seeing this with people who are heavily overweight who lose the weight, right? They end up adopting a really healthy regime and they shrink, you know, to someone who you would never think of. But again, they've changed their body shape just based on what they're doing.
You know what's crazy, though? Even with that, like you just said, people who are obese, who lose a lot of weight, and get better shape. You know people say? Man, you look sick now, man.
Yeah.
What? You look sick.
Yeah, just straight down.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, but I look like a motherfucker. I looked healthy when I was 400 pounds.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right? You can't win, man.
Fuck
out of here. Yeah, because I just had that happen. Cause I lost 40 pounds, and this girl that I knew saw me the other day, and she was like, "What's wrong? You look sick. You all right?" And I'm like,
People don't like change. People do not like change, right? Yeah, especially if someone is benefiting from it. If someone has done the hard work and it has changed, you know, taken a lot of mental power. Let's be honest, right? And a lot of physical. Yeah, to change their body for the better. People don't like to see you progressing. People don't like to see you improving yourself, right? You with a smile on your face. You saying, "Hey, look at me! I did it! I'm so proud of myself!" Right? People don't like that. They hate
at all. Yeah. They don't like anything that they can't see themselves doing. Yeah. If I don't have the willpower to do it, fuck are you to do it too.
Yeah. What really bugs me about her situation, that like I said, I watched it for a lot of years. And I've seen her come in second and third a lot of times where I feel like she could have won. And I feel like she's been holding back for all these years because of the fact that she knows she was to win all the time, like she really could, they're going to put the more scrutiny and more tests. And I think that's been holding her back from becoming one of the greatest Olympian, female Olympians of all time. But now I think she's not caring anymore. And now she's really winning now. And I think that's the issue, and it's scaring people, and they're going back to the same shit again about her, you know, having too much testosterone or whatever. But it's just a crazy situation.
Yeah. Well, we've never had these quotas before, let's be honest. Oh, your what's it, testosterone needs to be X or Y. Right. It's like, sorry. If you take the average Joe on the street, yes, hers is obviously a lot higher. But if you take everyone in her profession, right, and you rate her according to that, I think she'll come out pretty goddamn normal.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think so, too.
Yeah. All right, so next topic we're getting into is Riley Howell. Man, why can't you say his last name?
Howell.
Yes,
Howell.
That name. But let's get to that, man. King Kelso, I'm going to let you get into that. Go ahead and give us a rundown on that.
This is why I found it interesting. Because I really get upset when everybody wants to label every police officer, every firefighter, all the first responders automatically are heroes. Right? And that pisses me off because I know a lot of people in those professions. And I only know a few of them that I believe would be truly heroic. You know, in my opinion, most of them are just, you know, they're doing their job. And that's where it stops. So when I see a young man or any person, that's not their job. They're not receiving any benefits, no money, nothing. Risk their lives, their life, to save other people's lives. That's a fucking hero. You know what I mean? That's not his job. That's not what he was trained to do, you know? Because for me, if I hear a gunshot, I move because I've been trained that way. You know what I'm saying? It goes beyond what I really, my natural reaction. I'm going with my training. And I don't think that should qualify me as a fucking hero. I'm doing what I was trained to do. You know? This guy is 21 years old. He ain't even been alive long enough for that to even really be a natural pattern of things. You know, he's an ROTC. You know, it's not like he was a 2-year veteran on the police department or something like that.
Yeah.
He was just a regular college student, man. And he was like, fuck this. This is what I'm going to do. And he saved a lot of lives, you know, while sacrificing his own.
Yeah.
Man, that's a fucking hero, dude. That's like real time heroic shit.
Yeah. I didn't even know he passed away, man.
Yeah. Because I don't know, man. I was in the Navy for 2 years already at 21. And I ain't going to bullshit. I don't know if there's any incidents that would have made me run towards any fucking gunfire. Even though being in the military and all that, I don't think I had it in me at that time.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, I would like to think I would be as heroic as this guy. But I just, man, keep it 100%, man. I don't think I was, not at 21.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm almost 50 fucking years old. That's just what the fuck I do. I have to, like I told you earlier, I had to talk myself out of not moving forward. I didn't even have my fucking gun on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
man. I don't know. That's a hero.
Yeah, it sounds out of him for sure. And I think you said he was getting some kind of award.
Yeah, he's getting buried with military honors.
That's what's up.
Actually, today, yeah.
That's what's up. So I don't know, man. Like I always think about that. I always plan these things. I don't know why I do this, but I'm always thinking, what would I do if somebody come in and shoot right now? Would I just go toward the person or not? And I'm thinking that has to be a for me. I guess it would have to be a perfect situation. Like I have to make sure he doesn't know I'm coming. Like I don't know. I don't know what it would do. If he had a gun to my wife's head, I would do it. You know, but just shooting randomly and. I don't know if I would just run up to a person, man. That takes a lot of balls, man, guts.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's heroic shit.
That is, man. That's the movie type shit right there, y'all. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know that his parents have to be grief-stricken. I understand.
Yeah, no doubt.
But damn, man, if that was my son or my daughter, as much as I'd cry I would still have a little smile inside, like,
yeah,
that's beautiful.
We raised that motherfucker. We raised them good.
Yeah, yo. Exactly.
Yeah, you would be proud, right?
Very proud.
I would not be slapping my kid. You dummy.
Shut up, Reggie. No. He sacrificed, oh, man. That's a beautiful thing, man.
No, man. Look.
See, that's why I'm focusing, Reggie.
No, okay. I'm going to help Reg out here. I think Reg is going to the side of where saying that in some way a parent might look at this as being a selfish move by the kid. Are you trying to say, Reg?
I guess what I'm trying to say is like this. If I'm like sincere, if I see where I could get a jump on them and I get killed, something like that, yeah. But then I'm thinking the dude just run up. I ain't running up. I don't know. I know.
But what his actions, whatever actions, I don't know if he was thinking of all that stuff, but he actually saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he fucking.
He would have shot a whole lot more.
Yeah, he knocked this dude off his feet. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, he saved a lot of lives. I don't know what his plan was. Obviously, he was the only one that knew that.
Yeah, but I bet he didn't know either. Yeah.
Fuck no. Probably not. Yeah. But his actions saved a lot of lives. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you look at it in that regard, I don't know, man. I would be proud. I'll be tore up, crying, and very proud of it.
Yeah. But I can see, some parents being like, you know, why did he do that? Why did he, you know, sacrifice himself and not think about his family? Yeah, he did a great thing to help people, but I'm just talking about the other side. To me, I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's great what he did. It's amazing.
I mean, you have. I just try and you're sincere what you just said. I try and put myself in his shoes, right? Yeah. And I would think to myself, what would make me do that?
Right.
Well, if I knew that the odds of me dying were pretty good. In other words, if I'm in clear sight of him and he's got his gun out and he's already shot someone, and I know that I've got nowhere to run, right? I don't know if I would still charge him, I'll be honest with you. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that he was in point blank range and he knew that if he, you know, he could either do something or do nothing, and he chose to do something, which takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of courage to do that, because you don't know what's going to happen, because you already think potentially that, you know, you can either die on your feet running away, or you can, you know, take a chance. And it sounds like he went and took the chance. But it takes a special kind of person to actually do it.
Yeah. So I can only hope his parents are, I'm sure they're proud of him and everything, but I hope they don't have a tiny bit of a side of them saying it was a selfish move. Also, at the same time, because they could think that way. I mean,
they could, but I think it'll be up to the people that support the family, the public, to let them know, like, we view your son as a hero,
right?
And hopefully they get counseling. Which they can work through it, right?
Yeah. I think everybody knew him definitely need to get counseling.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. But I think the fact that they gave him the full military honors burial,
that shows a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's to let the parents and the family and the friends know that, he just didn't die, you know, for no fucking reason.
Right.
He saved lives, and this is what we view him as a hero.
Yeah, because you just can't get that.
Let me ask you this. What about the guy that saved all those people in South Carolina at the Waffle House that the dude shot up?
He's a fucking hero, too.
Same thing, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, same. He says,
you know, but I think because this kid was in the ROTC, there may be a loophole for him to get the full military burial. Because my daughter has an Air Force.
Oh, that's right. I've got his ROTC. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. ROTC scholarship.
Yeah. Okay.
Basically, because they're paying for her school and she's already committed for years once she's graduated, they would consider as a member of the military already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure that's what the loophole was.
Yeah.
But I just think it's a great thing.
Yeah, but I think the guy too, Rich, I think he'll be considered a hero too. I'm not sure
what
they gave him or what they said. I don't know the whole story. Did he get rewarded or anything or what?
His reward was a handshake from what's his face? Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's like getting a wet food stamp.
You stupid.
Oh, shit.
All right. Wet food stamp.
Oh, damn. All right. Well,
even called with negative balance on that.
Well, what's his name, Red? We'll give him a shout out. What's his name, Red? You know his name?
I forget his name, but that happened.
Well,
goddamn
it, Reggie, you can't bring him up yet.
Dude, you can't not know his name.
You I can.
Red, you just shook his hand with Trump's hand.
Right.
You just did that.
Right.
You're not knowing his name.
It's not only a wet food stamp, it's now a cold wet food stamp.
Outdated one.
God damn it.
Anyway, the guy, was it Charlotte?
I think so.
Oh, good Lord, man. The guy we think so is in Charlotte, who got shot from blocking some food shooting, we're giving you a shout out, man, and we thank you. You are a hero. There you go. That's from the Chewing the Fat podcast.
James Shaw Jr.
There you go, right there. You're a hero, man. Thank you.
James told the motherfuckers, I was saving myself.
Oh, shit. At least he's honest.
No, but he said because he was saving himself, he just happened to save other people too. He didn't want to die.
There you go. He fought. Like, that's the key thing. He fought.
He's like, I didn't want to die. So yeah, I was saving myself first, but you know, other people got to live too.
Yeah. Well, that's what's up then. Shouts out to you, brother. We appreciate you.
That's you're a fucking hero, bro.
Maybe. Y'all may think I'm cold, but I just don't like.
They don't think it, Reg. You are fucking.
I don't like giving out hero cards. I don't like. I don't like giving out.
But Reg, I think you like fucking Ice King cold.
Reg, your box is your heart is an ice box, man.
You don't watch Game of Thrones.
Nobody got HBO. You boozy. You got HBO, yo? Damn! You living large.
Yeah, I got this shit through Hulu.
Damn, you're sure stuff paying off, boy. You get HBO now? God damn.
If I get a Tesla, like HBO.
Shit, I better get me some insurance now, yo. Give me some HBO.
I may start selling in Washington State. I'll let you know.
All right.
Okay. Does anyone know Chadwick Boseman?
What about him?
Yeah, he's not familiar to me.
So he won an award for best superhero for his work in Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
He called Shaw up on the stage and gave him the award.
What? No way.
That's what it says.
That's what it
says? Yeah.
Gave who?
That's fucking awesome. Too.
Oh, he gave became award?
Yeah, he gave
And Shaw was presented with a gold veil award. By someone, the chief executive officer of AT&T, and he was received a BET Humanitarian Award. So he got a humanitarian award as well.
Man, what the hell are you talking about, Shaq with Trump?
So yeah, not only that, but he's also expressed interest in running in the 2019 Nashville mayoral election.
Oh, good
so
Lord.
This boy is up and coming.
All right, y'all. Right? We got to do a disclaimer of what Red said. All right. We our fact checkers here check the facts. Got the facts now. So we,
He gave his MTV award, his Humanitarian Hero Award.
Damn.
He gave James Shaw Jr.
Okay, then. Yeah. Well.
And the Steve Harvey Show sent him on a trip to the island of Barbados.
God damn.
Looks like he got recognized.
Yeah, he recognized.
See, whiz.
He living large, all right.
He was showered with stuff.
Yep.
But hold on. Here's the thing.
Goddamn,
we go compare now. Compare. The media coverage. Okay.
The dude was on MTV Awards.
Yeah, he was on Ellen DeGeneres' show.
Oh, good Lord.
Come
dude.
On.
You can't get no bigger than that.
No.
You're not. Everybody sees you. If you don't watch the show, you still see him on the show.
Oh, man.
Now what else do you need, Reg? You got a fucking MTV Award.
Yeah, you got to do better than that, Reg. Come.
Waiting on you, brother. What else do you want me to get? Hello?
How highly publicized was all this? It wasn't.
He was on the fucking
publicized. He's on Ellen, dude. Ellen.
Hold on. If Safa hadn't gone to look it up, y'all still wouldn't have known.
I don't watch Ellen.
No, how publicized was it?
Every major show that's on, pretty much that's popular, he was on it. Regardless, if I seen him or not, I don't watch the shows he was on. But
that's what I'm saying.
But no. Those people who have millions of people watching their shows every day saw him.
Yeah, every day. So you got enough, man.
But what we probably don't know, Ryan, is that maybe the media is taking the attention off. You know what? This may be the second guy that we know in recent history that's actually done a selfless act. We need to start promoting these people more and more. And you probably find that the next person who does it will also be, you know, well advertised as well.
Well, no, I just think the timing. This happened recently. That happened when?
Last year, year before last, okay, something like that.
No, June 19th, 2018.
You can't compare that time to just not happening right now. Say, you know, at that time, he got mad publicity at that time, 18.
Yeah, you don't know what's going on at the time, but I think he got enough.
Yeah.
Hell, he's happy with it. He's up there grinning like a motherfucker taking that award.
And when you pull his name up on the internet, that comes up. So evidently, it was out there.
I like the fact that he was just keeping it 100. He's like, man, I'm trying to save my own life while I was doing it. You know, he's like, I don't understand why people keep calling me a hero. But when he was trying to save his life, in turn, he saved many other lives.
Yeah.
And fucking survived to tell a story.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, he's the lucky one out of this
group. He's very fortunate. I'm sure that's what he's looking at. He's like, man, you called me a hero. Motherfuckers died doing stuff like this.
Yeah,
you know, I'm alive. That's all he wanted.
Yep. All right, it's good.
But I know it's not enough for you, Reg. Sorry, bro. My bad.
Reg is just so strict. He's so dark inside.
He likes to take the opposite side of the argument. he loves to be the black sheep, like, you know.
Jeez.
He probably actually agrees with us. We're like, watch this.
No.
I'm gonna spin their head.
I think Red's serious, though. He's always been this way.
Like, hold my CBD. Watch this.
Oh no, man.
I just look at the world totally different from everybody else. So.
Hey, that's good. That's all right, man. But the podcast is about, man. Different opinions. I got one love for each other, no matter what we say. At the end of the day, that's all right, man. So I got a question for y'all, though.
What?
Do y'all think people need to start fighting back in these situations?
Hell no, fight more.
Do you think they need to start fighting back in these situations?
I think they should. Because you know what? I look at it like this. If somebody rushed into a movie theater and started blasting off, if you got 50 people running up there, he ain't got 50 bullets.
Nope.
Somebody gonna get to him, and if it be me, I'm gonna kick him till he can't shit no more. Yeah.
I definitely think if more people, I'll say that, but ain't nobody pointing a gun at me since I was like 14 years old. That's a whole nother subject. But at least
people can get their justice straight away. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we don't have to go through a trial or none of that. We can take care of that right then and there.
Yep. And if more people did that, if every time a shooter just, you know, appeared and got absolutely trampled and killed, there'd be far less shooters, don't you think?
I think so.
That would be a deterrent in itself.
Yeah, because do they have a lot more shootings, like these mass shootings in other places versus Texas?
More in other areas?
Yeah.
And
less than Texas. Because I'm wondering, because Texas is so heavily with gun owners in Texas. They're big on that. In fact, I believe they still have some small towns that still allow you to carry shit on your hip, I think.
Oh, you can do it the whole state of Texas.
Oh, it's there.
It's open carry state.
There you go.
But sincere, I think it happened a whole lot because not only did we have the shooting in North Carolina this past week, dang Friday we had another shooting at another small school in South Carolina. We had another shooting in Georgia.
But a place like Texas, though, who was a state that's known, not saying y'all have guns where you at, but Texas is known for this. to have massive guns, carry them openly? Does it happen less because of that reason? They know if I go to a movie theater here and shoot up, I might get 10 people who might have guns too.
But hold on.
It don't happen less anywhere.
Okay, I'll just make sure. I'll make sure because people will say the gun law need to be, you know, less. You know, I'll make sure. You got to think about
this person. I'm sure there must be statistics out there somewhere that you could reference for that.
You know, but see, they're not looking at this individual state of mind. You think they're sitting down logically planning out their attack? Okay, like, oh well, this is an open carry state, so you know I probably shouldn't go to the movie theater and shoot this motherfucker up because they might have guns. Mm-hmm. They don't think about that shit.
Okay,
they think about what's fucking with them, what got their mind all messed up, thinking they're some disadvantage, and these people are the ones that's holding them back. And I want to kill them all because they're no good for me, this country, whatever the fuck it is that's going through their head.
Okay.
Yeah, having this person having a gun or whatever, because think about it. You've had concealed carry here in Texas for a long time. Now you have open carry, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see many people at all do open carry here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely legal. And I haven't seen a significant decrease in crime. Violent crime at all. That's either one of these laws is came.
What about schools and school shoot? Do you think that if the student that was going to had planned maybe upset the student want to kill some students was second guessing if they knew they had armed security there?
Well, see, we got armed security here. We got school districts got their own fucking police department. Mm-hmm. Everything, mm-hmm. You know, but. Everybody want to arm teachers and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And that's crazy to me. Because if you get a teacher that's just scared of this big kid that this motherfucker, he ain't really too smart. He's really aggressive, real easy to agitate. And he's just yelling and screaming. And this teacher has a gun. He doesn't know if this kid's going to attack him or not. Right? He pulls out his gun, feels threatened. And kills the kid.
But not an armed teacher, just armed security, like maybe three security guards that have weapons. You think the student will second guess themselves before they go in there and think I'm gonna shoot the school up or plan out to shoot them first and then kill the kids?
The one in Santa Fe, they had school district police too.
Okay.
And it didn't stop him at all.
Okay.
What my point is, I would like to see teachers have less than lethal type shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like stun guns.
Spray, okay. Stun guns. You know what I mean? You hit that motherfucker in the face with that fucking pepper spray, I don't give a fuck how tough you think you are. You're going to stop.
And they shoot you're far, right?
They're
accurate, right?
You can.
But what if you get a student that's strung out on meth or crack or meth or coke or something like that? I seen some people on some coke get hit with some pepper spray and they just kept right on going. I seen people get hit with a stun gun on coke and kept right on going.
Man, I done seen motherfuckers get shot multiple times.
Are you sure it was coke? Right. Are you sure it was coke? Maybe PCP, maybe.
No.
Hell yeah, them motherfuckers.
This dude was on coke.
You know, but I'd rather them have that than gun.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Florida just passed a law, and they arming their teachers.
Yeah. They're fucking idiots. That's a goddamn same state where they kill fucking more. This motherfucker wasn't even the police.
That's gonna be crazy, I think, man.
Because he thought he couldn't take that ass whoop after he's following this young dude around. You ain't even a fucking police. Why are you following this dude? Oh, he looks like he's trouble. And you gonna pull your gun out? Fuck you! What kind of reaction you want from me? If I know you're not the police, you just some dude pulling out a gun or talking shit to me.
Man,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna try to beat the fuck out of you because you ain't got no business following.
Yeah, man. If Florida doing that, man, that's gonna be crazy in a year or so, yo. I got a feeling some bad shit gonna happen, man.
But did any of these schools have metal detectors? Because I know there was a thing a while ago about schools having metal. But did these schools that suffered these unfortunate shootings. Yeah. I mean, did they have metal detectors? Or I'm just like, how the hell did he get the gun in the school?
These are schools, I think, that have never had these kind of problems, so I don't think they have medical problems.
Right. Because
I don't know too many. I'm gonna say black schools in the hood that's been mass shot.
This is my best.
Because a lot of those schools gonna have metal detectors.
Yep, metal.
So I don't know if they have mass shootings at predominant black schools, like high schools or whatever.
Right here.
But who are you talking to?
None of your business.
Boy, hold up. Safa, some of the schools have metal detectors, some don't. I think the one that had these mass shootings, I think a lot of those don't have metal detectors.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of, you know, there's some ways they can try and do something to prevent, you know, this from happening again. Even if they institute metal detectors, you know, nationwide, and, you know, if that can go even a small way to help protect people, and why wouldn't they do that?
Right. Yeah. But that's how they
do it though.
You know, you think about that, like, it's no problem like that in the black schools, but yet they have all the security at black schools. All this happens to more dominant mixed schools, but they have no security there. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's how it is, man. Alright, let's get to the last topic real quick, man. We're getting short on time. Safa, can you go ahead and get into the Brexit issue over there in the UK?
Yeah, okay. So the synopsis is... So the UK wanted to leave the EU, right? For many reasons. One of the reasons was, you know, we had no control over people coming in and out the borders legally, right? So they wouldn't... You know, there was too many Europeans coming in and taking jobs and this and that. And I can talk about that on its own. But, you know, again, if there's no one to do the job, who's going to do it, right? But anyway, that's just my view on it. You know, they were coming in cheaper and whatnot. I don't know. You know, it's all about capitalism. But, yeah, so there was that. There was also the fact that we have unelected bureaucrats. Creating laws that the UK had to agree to and abide by, even though I think what was also hidden from most people was the fact that the UK had a lot of say in those new laws as well. So, sure. So there's that. So some people who kind of made, free movement of people a thing, you know, were labeled as... xenophobes and blah blah blah, and those who were opposed to unelected bureaucrats passing laws were just being a nuisance, but there were many reasons. I mean, there's a financial reason behind it as well, how much money we could save and this and that, and the fact that I think some of the issues that really got me interested was the fact that I think France's prime minister was, or president, or I think was trying to get support for a European army and a European air force, and I think to myself, well, why the hell? Because I mean, when the EU first came about, most of the people's fears was that, you know, that they would unite Europe and then they would decide to, have themselves a united European army or air force or something like that. You know, that was everybody's fears, because now you're being controlled by a military force controlled, you know, in your country who doesn't answer to your country. They answer to a more central, probably unelected group, and I think that's what was the fears of most people. And then there were signs that this was starting to become a reality, and I think that scared a lot of people. Not even having your own national defense force anymore, you having to now rely on a force that is being wielded outside of your country, so I think people just had a sense of, at least for me, I think there was a sense of disconnect between the people making the laws and enforcing them and being paid stupid amounts of money to do and think up all this red tape in Belgium, that, you know, it would be better off if we were to revert back to the United Kingdom as a sovereignty, you know, and you know, with officials that you elected, and you know, and you feel that you have more control over it, right? I think that was more my take on it. But in recent months, the UK Parliament has shown how incompetent they are at even making decisions that the population has called for. They want to leave the European Union for various reasons, right? There was a referendum. The majority of the population voted to leave, and and it seems that Parliament, you know, we have different divisions within Parliament, but it seems that everyone is trying to gain public opinion for their views. Some parties are acting more incompetent than others, and it has led to the Prime Minister asking Parliament to make a decision, right? And I think that was a big mistake, my honest opinion. I think the fact that she left it up to Parliament to make this decision you know, it was clearly working against it. But I think the reason why she did that was that she didn't want to shoulder all the burden herself. She didn't want to be the one to be blamed. She didn't want the Tory party to carry most of the blame. So she's now spread that across the whole of Parliament, and Labour has only been too happy to chime in with their attitude and with their demands. And it's shown that both parties and every other party involved in Parliament is just so incompetent. They really are. I mean, there's faith has been lost for the Remainers, and Remainers is a slang for people who did not want to leave the EU, and Brexiteers is slang for people who wanted to leave the EU. I think both sides of the population show equal disdain and displeasure at Parliament to see how incompetent they are. I mean, these people are paid a handsome amount of money every year. You know, they get to have expenses that in the past have been under intense scrutiny because of what they claim back and whatnot. Anyway, let's put it this way: they are taking full advantage of the taxpaying public. They're not doing their job. They cannot come to consensus. And to be honest with you, it's an all-out failure. In fact, I'm even going to as far as to say, do we need them? Do we even need them anymore? They're that stupid. Dang, we don't need them. We really do not need them. I mean that's my feeling. As you can see, I'm quite passionate about it. Well, but I actually doubt we actually bloody need them at all. I'm sure the House of Lords could have done a much better job. Yeah. We got people in Parliament like David Lammy and the like, who are there just to cause division, who are there just to cause unnecessary tensions, right, all to try and win the favor of some public minority out there or public majority out there, right? It's just a competition. It's not about the people. They pretend it is about the people, but they've shown lately that it is actually not about the people. It's about their own hubris. It's their own careless attitude and lack of professionalism. That's what it comes down to end of the day.
Goddamn devils.
Sounds just like the American government.
Yep.
But man, I don't know. Every time you say Parliament, I'm thinking about flashlight.
But Safa, the military thing, wouldn't that have been like the UN? No, I mean, you still could have had your own individual country military, but then there was this European version of the UN.
Yeah.
No, the UN is the UN. I understand where you're going with this, but no, this would be bending to the will of Belgium. So whatever Belgium decided is where these people would be deployed, and these people would be made up of people or military personnel from all 27 countries.
Dang. Okay. All right.
So we're talking about a huge air force. We're talking about a huge army, navy. We're talking about, you know, a huge budget to go along with that. You know, so I am definitely not in favor of a European anything, right? Because that's just...
okay. But what about the financial end? I always thought that was going to start a banking system, which was going to change even the U.S. money and everything. Everybody was going to be under one money system and using the euro.
I don't know too much about that, to be honest. No. Listen, I think that the petrodollar came about at the end of the Second World War, if memory serves correct, right? It was going to be the petropound. People forget this. It was going to be the petropound. And then it was decided that it would be better done with the U.S. dollar. And then, you know, for whatever reason, I can't remember the reasons now. And it since went to the U.S. And it has been there ever since. Now, that's a very little that I know about the petrodollar, but that's as far as as my memory goes right now. But yeah, it was to change the system now. The fact that it's so entrenched and you know the adoption is worldwide and that's just the way things are done. I know it sounds old fashioned. If something like that was going to change, we would have received a warning about this. You know, it wouldn't have just changed overnight. This is something that would have taken time to change as well. And what would be the point of using a euro? You know.
Yeah, but see, because I heard this way back when I was like in middle school, because they were talking about you're going to be able to take money if you live in France and you wanted to go to England and buy something, you didn't have to exchange money. You would use the same money system.
Yeah. Okay. So the euro is what you're talking about then. So the euro came into effect, and that's how it has been working within the continental Europe, not in the UK. UK we still use pounds. But in continental Europe, yes, they use euro for all those countries there. You know, where you go to Greece, Spain, France, Germany, you name it, they all use euros, except for countries like Hungary, which do not use euros. They've still got their own currency. So there are some countries that are not in the euro, as far as that's concerned. But the UK purposely did not want to go down the route of joining the euro. And this was in the Margaret Thatcher days, purely because they thought that the risk of having to carry other countries whose economies would you know over time perhaps not do as well or even fail, they did not want to take on that burden. And now, as you can see with what's happened in recent history with Greece and Spain, you know, with their failing economies and their spending has resulted in them owing a lot of money, you know, and of course countries like France and Germany have had to bail them out, you know. But how long is that going to go on for? You know, because as soon as a country owes you another country lots of money, what are they going to do? They're going to have to pay it back somehow, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Safa the Brit.
All right, Charles.
I had no idea what the fuck all that fuss was about, but I agree. What the fuck do we need any politicians for?
Yeah, especially man.
Ones that all they do lie. Fuck it. That's bullshit.
And I'm still up for, you know, if two countries go to war, don't send your planes, don't send your navy or your army, right? Keep them all at home with their families. Send the leader of one country and the leader of the other country and put them in a boxing ring. And whoever wins that wins the war. That's it. End of story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, see, we would dominate.
Can you imagine?
We would dominate. The reason why I say we would dominate is because look at all the great fighters we had. I bet we'll have more black presidents then.
Oh, you stupid.
Listen, listen. Can you imagine Trump in the ring with Russian president? What's his name?
Putin.
Can you imagine those two in the ring? Who would win that?
Putin will fuck his ass up, bro.
Putin!
Well.
Putin will kill him. You gotta think. Fucking Putin asked KGB. He's not to be fucked with.
And if we had done this years ago, Arnold Schwarzenegger would have definitely been president.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Only in a movie.
Fucking Muhammad Ali would be president.
That's what I'm saying. Only in a movie. Yeah.
Tyson. Be
Muhammad
president.
Ali. No, straight.
But you know what? At least that way, they would think twice before saying stupid things, right?
Yes.
They would think twice before waging war with another country. They'd be like, "Hey, what's the latest Russian president? What's his? Well, he's ex-KGB. He's this. He's that. Yeah. He can kill you with his pinky."
Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. Listen. let's be their friends. Let's not piss them off, right?
I gotta fight Mike Tyson. Yeah. Who? What? In his young days? No.
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't fucking with America. They're present. You go catch some hands fucking with him. Nah, we good.
Hey, did you guys watch the Kentucky Derby yesterday?
No, man.
It was a good show, man. A lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of stars there. They
what was the odds?
Wait a minute. Watch what?
Kentucky Derby.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
No.
Yeah, I watched Kentucky Fried Chicken. No. It was good.
I bet it was. The one who won, well, actually, he didn't win. But the.
What do you mean he didn't win?
Maximum Action? I forgot his name, but he actually won the race. But what happened was, when the horse was coming around the corner, it was like a really wet day and the track was muddy. As the horse came around the corner, it was coming toward this puddle of water. The horse itself changed lane and went into the next two lanes. And it made the horse Country House and a couple other horses almost collide, and they had to go out wider. And then the rider brought the horse back. So even though he and everything got straightened back out, no problem. And then the winner actually pulled the win and won. He pulled the win and won, but they said because it impeded, it took his win from him. Yeah. It's the first time in Kentucky Derby history, I think in 150 years, that this happened. So a lot of fun now. But the odds of Country House was 64-1, I think.
There was some high astronomical.
Yeah, he wasn't expected to win at all. And
basically, a dollar bet would have got you 130 some shit.
Yeah, I bet $10 too on four horses, and I did win one, but my horse came in third, and the one that the other two didn't make it. But it was a good show though, man. They had Von Miller, you know, from Denver. He was one of the hosts for the fashion part of it. A lot of stars there, a lot of ball players. Fitzgerald, Brady brought a lot of crew over there, a lot of Pittsburgh players. It was like tons of people, man. It was a pretty cool event, and how they put it, like 3 hours long, man. So it was pretty fun. I actually enjoyed
it. Check it out, man. I don't know what happened. Yeah. Man, I've been all thrown off this year, man.
Yeah, so. But all right, Joseph, that's it for the podcast. Any final words from anybody?
Boycott Gillette.
You still on Gillette?
I'm not going to get over that anytime soon.
Oh, man.
He said, fuck Gillette. I ain't got shit for you, man. I take that back. Just my new thing, right? You got to forgive quickly, love hard, live happy. That's it.
What's up? My shoe. Coffee.
Man, I ain't really got nothing to say. No. I think Sofa said it all. I agree with Sofa.
Both of y'all still on Gillette.
Yeah.
All right, I got nothing to say really, nothing extra other than I guess I don't put this in now. Make sure you check out our Instagram and Twitter. I'm going to start posting more on there. I haven't been posting, but I'm going to start. So hopefully we'll get more things in there for you to see to come through. Remember, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, don't be afraid. Just send us a message on Instagram, DM us something and request, and we'll get you on the show with us. You can sit down and we'll tell you how to do it. You can talk with us and have some fun. But, you know, we respect everybody's thoughts and opinions on this podcast. Yeah. No judging. We might get in your ass a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's one love. So
that's it.
Yep. All right. And I think that's about it, man. Thanks for listening to Two in the Fat Podcast with your host, Sincere B. Coffee Black, King Kelso, and Safa Brit, or Safa the Brit.
The Brit.
Yeah.
And we talk to you again soon.
PHAT.
PHAT. We talk to y'all guys soon. Thanks for listening. Peace.
Peace.
Thank you for listening. And don't forget to follow our social media at Twitter or Instagram at Chewing the Fat Podcast. Also, if you want to be a guest on the show, send us a message through Instagram and someone will get back with you. And if you want to shout out either yourself personally or your country, let us know also through Instagram. Thanks again for listening. Be kind to others, and mainly be kind to yourself. Peace.